Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
10 o'clock hour, our open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text questions, 411-923. Or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Carol's also monitoring social network channels as well. And what is it today? Father's Day's next weekend. I'm so bad at holidays.
Father's Day sneaking up on us.
I was supposed to say something opening the show. I'm like, oh, something about holidays. Which one is it?
Well, Flag Day is Monday. We know that.
And Sanderson Ford is doing a flag exchange if you get by there. And then it's not even a flag exchange. They say if you have one that needs to be retired, they have people there to properly retire the flag. Or if you just need an American flag, they're handing them out till noon. So get your American flag, fly Old Glory if you can't get by Sanderson Ford. That is our feature product of the month at our Rosie on the House e-store is the American-made flag by Valley Forge out of Pennsylvania.
Great gift for Dad. That's a great gift for Dad. Be a great Father's Day gift. You're giving everybody a Father's Day discount at the store, aren't you?
It is. We've got a universal code now, just Roth, R-O-T-H, Rosie on the House, R-O-T-H, and it's marked down 20%.
And that's going to be on the flag?
Correct.
How about Thorn Armor gloves? A lot of people buy their dad Thorn Armor gloves, and we had that caller call in the 8 o'clock hour about trimming Palabreas.
It was a note I just made to myself that me or whoever on Saturday morning needs to know how to set that, because we'd like to make it universal, but the person that runs our e-store isn't awake right now, so I can't make the change universal, but we're going to make it universal.
One of my favorite things about the flag is the box itself on the back has instructions on how to properly hang your flag, how to properly display it, as well as a list of all the holidays and what, mass length it should be on what days. And so not only do you get the flag, but you also get a pretty comprehensive list of how to properly take care of it and honor it, as it is a really special gift.
It's a fun new feature at Rosie on the House in the 33 years of broadcasting. The e-store has only been around about 3 of those years, and it's add a fun element. We get to do product testing and things that help enjoy make our life more better, and it's a lot of stuff that you wouldn't find anywhere else. So our farthest shipped item this week was to Austin, Texas, our store at Cabinet Caddy for organizing spices or medicines or just small things. We have them both kitchen and bathroom. And our top-selling item was actually the cold rush towels that are great for this heat. You dip them in water.
Oh, man.
And they're going to come in handy later this week,
folks. Oh, man. They definitely make a difference when I'm out hiking.
My kids make fun of me the way I wear it because I dip it and I'll actually drape it over my entire head, then put my cowboy hat on. But it's just a cool canopy. I'm like, I don't care what I look like.
We need to send Tyler from Johnson Roofing some of those up on those hot roofs.
That's a good point. Maybe Tyler gets complimentary cool rags for his crew. That's for sure. Well, the things we wanted to mention were the e-store, Father's Day opportunity. Jump on the website, Rosie on the House. See if you can find something for your dad there. 2, go Suns. How about them Suns?
Boy, when the third quarter hits,
how about them
the Suns just start hitting everything.
Holy cow.
Outstanding.
They are killing it.
One of the travel writers for AZ Central posted something, and she says, is this the score or the temperature?
I love it.
And had a picture of the Phoenix temperatures ranging from 109 to 73, and then a picture of the score, which was 116 to 99. I thought, that's pretty clever.
That's very clever.
Well, that's some excessive heat I can enjoy any day of the week.
Oh, man. So go Suns. And Flag Day is coming up. Father's Day coming up. We're just trying to recognize all those things. But at Rosie on the House, one of the things we've kind of been talking about all morning long that we'd like you to pay attention to is preparing for the monsoon season. preparing for the monsoon season, whether we get one or not, and oh, Lord, I hope we do, preparing for it is just a good spot check for your readiness for any emergency. And I'm gonna tip y'all off. You go to your calendar and you circle next Saturday, because we are going to have a broadcast next Saturday that's going to knock your socks off. We are bringing in the two largest utility companies in Arizona, and we're going to be talking about how Arizona can avoid the blackouts California experienced 2 years ago in the wildfires. How can we avoid the blackout Texas had this past winter? Next week, we're going to be talking about the security of the Arizona electric grid system. And it's going to be what keeps those guys awake at night, knowing you're responsible for delivering electricity to 7 million plus Arizona residents. They are actually sending out notices. Most utility companies are now sending out notices about preparing for the monsoon. You know, some of the things y'all need to be checking. This is a great time of year if you haven't done it for a while. Go ahead and just use monsoon prep as your holiday annual renewal to put in new batteries in your smoke detectors, your CO2 detectors, all your flashlights. Get a fresh load of batteries in all your flashlights. Go ahead and do a spot check on drinking water supply in the house. Have you got an extra 5 gallons, 10 gallons, 15 gallons set aside, sealed, stored properly? A couple little extra bags of grits or boxes of oatmeal, emergency food, candles, excess battery chargers for your remote devices. This is a great time of year to just reassess your readiness. Because if we're going to have trouble in Arizona, the probability of it is higher during the monsoon season than it is generally any other time of year.
And following the Flood Control District of Maricopa County's Twitter page, they post a lot of monsoon trivia on there. It's not a storm. Technically, it's classified as a seasonal wind shift. The wettest monsoon on record was 1984, with 9.38 inches. I think we could go for another one of those.
Yeah, man.
Double it, too, if we can.
there was another big one in the 70s as well, and I just know this from pictures that used to hang at our partner's location just south of the Salt River in Tempe, of water up to their business location overflowing from the river.
The year I got my driver's license, 1972, I was
maybe it
my
might
Jeep
have been that year.
Was parked on Shea Boulevard. And there was a dip you had to go through before you got to out to Mayo, which wasn't there at the time. And I just sat there and pulled people out for one whole afternoon. I think I made about $30.
Which was some money back then.
That was some real cabbage back then, that's for sure. So monsoon prep, let's make sure we're getting ready for it. If you'd like to call, talk about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We got a good bit of email again this week. A lot of people writing in. In particular, we've got one here from, they were from Green Valley. Yes, Green Valley. And they were reading our column that's in the Arizona Daily Star about conserving water. And Jan has been measuring how long it takes her to get hot water through the different locations, her and her husband, through the house. 2 minutes and how many gallons are consumed just going down the drain, waiting for the hot water to get to that shower location or that sink location. And her question is, how can we overcome this? And Jan, it can be very, very easy. they make circulating pumps that we can mount on top of your water heater. And they send the hot water to the farthest fixture in your house, the fixture that's farthest away from the water heater. And then you put a little plumbing jumper on there, and you jump it from the hot to the cold. And then it starts pumping the hot water back to the water heater through the coal pump, through the coal side. So you are now getting a continuous warm water loop. And as soon as that warm water hits that plumbing coupler, it's a thermocoupler, it shuts off. So it keeps the water hot in all of those locations for instant use. It doesn't waste water. It circulates water. You're not running cold water down the drain waiting for your hot water. And you can simply put them. We recommend when you put them, Grundfos is one brand. Grundfos is one brand. And it comes with a timer. And at our house, our water heater circulating pump comes on about 4 o'clock in the morning. And it turns off at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's usually when Jennifer and I are up, taking our morning showers and getting out the door. It comes on again after on peak power at about 8 o'clock, 8:05, and it runs for another 2 or 3 hours. And then we've always got hot water when we need it. If you leave that pump on constantly, you could be stressing your hot water heater. So make sure the pump you install comes with a timer, and it'll solve the dilemma of washing all that cold water down the drain, waiting for the hot water.